Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day here in Topsfield, Massachusetts. We're at the Topsfield Fair. It's America's oldest fair since 1818, and all kinds of activities going on today at the fair. And bring the kids, bring the family, because there's a lot. We were talking with a little girl that raises sheep, and we will talk now with Barbara Amblo, and she's from Vermont, and she raises miniature ponies, or horses, miniature horses. Now, Barbara, tell us about these animals. What is so unique about them?
I think the most unique thing about them is their personality. They're really easygoing, very lovable, affectionate little horses. But they do have to be under 38 inches in height. It is a height breed at present for the registry.
Under 38 inches tall.
Yeah. That's for the B division, and they have to be actually under 34 inches for the A division. But they were bred in the United States. They're an American breed, and they were bred in the 50s and 60s by some of the East Coast farms and ranches. That they took some of the smallest stock they could find, which did include some of the Shetland pony stock that worked in the mines in England,
right,
and some of the Falabella stock that came up from Argentina. And they bred selective breeding and bred down to what is now the American miniature horse.
Wow. Now,
and
how
mini should have the conformation of a full-size horse. If you saw one off in the pasture or in a picture without any size reference, you shouldn't be able to tell that what size it is. It should look like a horse.
So it's the exact same thing as a full-grown horse, except just smaller.
Tiny. There she is.
Now, how old is that?
This is Autumn. She's 5 months old. She weighs about 100 pounds. And she's probably about 24, 25 inches tall at present. She'll be full-grown when she's full-grown when she's 5.
When she's 5 years old?
She'll have most of her height when she's 3.
Now, what do people do with a miniature horse?
I'm glad you asked, because, of course, we drive. We have an 8-horse hitch, and you don't have to have 8 horses to drive.
Right.
A mini will pull 2 adults in a little sulky cart, and you'll have a wonderful time driving.
A little horse like that will pull 2 people?
Well, she's
in,
a baby.
Yeah, but fully grown?
Yes, absolutely. They love to pull in a little cart. And lots of people breed, and we have friends that show. But one of the most unique things they do is they're using them for guide horses now. You've probably seen them on TV. They've had several specials. The first guide horse, Cuddles, and his owner, Dan Shaw from Maine, were on the Oprah show some time back. And he was the first guide horse. And guide horse knows, Cuddles knows 23 different commands. He wears little sneakers so he can slide to protect his hoofs, and so he won't slide. They take him to the mall, to the restaurants. He's flown on the airplane. He's housebroken. And there are about 4 or 5 others in service at the present time. They're bred by someone down in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
the Guide Horse Foundation, where they train them. And they train takes about the same training as a seeing eye dog, but they live 3 times longer.
Wow.
And they have a wider field of vision than a So some people like them better than a dog.
Now, will you be at the fair all day today?
Oh, we're here the whole fair.
The whole fair. Now, where would people go to see you if they want to bring the kids to see these very unusual...
Right over there at the Essex Farmyard.
So directly across from the vegetable building.
Right across the vegetable building by the little green triangle there.
Okay. And you'll be here all day.
We're here all day.
Wonderful. Well, we want to encourage everybody to come and see this very unique animal. It's just a small horse, and something that the kids, can the kids pat the horse?
And, oh, absolutely. And you can feed them.
And you can feed them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
we really appreciate
welcome.
You stopping by.
Thanks.
So it's another activity for you to do today with the kids. Come down and take a look at the miniature horses. They're absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Don, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
This is Norma from Massachusetts, who has a question about a stump.
Good morning. Tell me about your problem this morning. Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it. My husband asked me to call to see if you had an easy way to get rid of a tree stump, a big stump that's left.
Okay. How long has it been since it was cut down?
Oh, a year or two.
A year or two. Is it, do you know if it was a hardwood tree like a maple or an oak, or was it a pine?
It was an evergreen tree. It was like a pine or a big spruce type thing.
Okay. What I want you to do is this. First of all, you need to remove about 6 to 10 inches of soil around the actual stump so that you can expose the wood of the roots to the air and to the weather. So clean around it, okay? Then go to your local garden center. They sell a stump killer. And what it will do is it will be absorbed inside the wood, kill the root system, and speed up the rotting process of this stump. And what you would do, get the largest drill bit that you have. And if it could be a hole about a half an inch to an inch in diameter, you're going to drill a series of holes into the side of the stump and on the top of the stump, and then you sprinkle some of the crystals of this rotting product into the holes and add water. The stump is still alive, even though it's been cut for a year. It will absorb this product, take it down to the root system, and kill the existing roots there, and the microbes that are also included in the stump killer will break down the fibers of the wood, and the stump will fall apart a lot faster. But go to the local garden center. They have products that will do a very, very good job. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not magic where we just sprinkle it and it's going to fall apart. No. It won't take you about 3 years for this to really destroy the stump, because in an evergreen tree like you have, there's a lot of pitch from the plant, and the pitch is going to take a longer time to break down and fall apart. Okay? So have some patience. Once you have drilled the holes in the side of the stump, you can pour the soil back over it. But you need to remove the soil so that you can get the holes drilled and put the product in the side of the stump as well as the top of the stump. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. John, who is next?
Up next, this is George from Norton, Massachusetts, with a question about shrubs.
George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Oh, quick question. I've got deer in my backyard, and they're eating my evergreen miniature spiral plants. What do I do besides shoot them?
Well, in most neighborhoods, you're not going to be able to do that because of the various laws. But there are some very good repellents that will keep the deer off of it. How big is it?
How big is what, the deer?
The evergreen.
No, it's a miniature. It's about 3 feet tall, 3-4 feet.
Well, now, are the deer in your yard all times of the year, or are they only there during the fall and winter?
No, most of the year.
They're there most of the year.
Yep.
Then I would get a product like Bobex, which is a liquid that you can spray directly onto the plant, and it's something that you're going to have to reapply every 2 weeks, and you're going to need about 6 applications for the product to really do a good job for you. Once the deer have tasted the product, they will leave.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts WinterGuard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts WinterGuard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectorant this fall.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Men. When you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is John from Massachusetts, who has a question about Agapanthus.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Yes, hi. I have numerous varieties of Agapanthus, and they're planted in terracotta, large terracotta pots. I've had them for 6 years, but the last 2 years I haven't been able to get them to come to bloom. I was wondering what I might be doing wrong or what I can do to change this. And one is kind of almost crawling out of the pot.
Okay. What do you do with your Agapanthus during the winter, John?
Well, I give them a last seeding in July, and then okay. I bring them in the house. I slowly adjust them to the indoors, and I put them in a west window.
Okay. And during the winter, are they fertilized at all?
I don't fertilize them at all.
Does the foliage all die back?
No.
Okay.
I had one bloom in the winter two years ago.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. I used to work at a greenhouse, and we had Agapanthus, and we would bring them in about this time of the year, and we basically put them underneath our benches in the greenhouse where they pretty much stayed dormant for the whole winter. You still had nice green leaves. They got watered. They got a little bit of fertilizer that dripped through the tables from the plants above them. And they got good light, temperatures in the greenhouse, underneath the bench. I'm going to say it was probably around maybe 55 to 60 degrees. So I'm sure that that helped to bring them down into the dormancy. So, you know, maybe the room that you are keeping them in is a little bit too hot. We lost maybe 10-20% of the foliage while they were dormant during the winter. So, you know, think about that. How much of your foliage are you losing? we started feeding them probably around the 1st of March. And what we did is we would put Osmocote pellets in the, we would clean them. And the first thing we did is if we felt that they had been in that pot too long, we would pull them out of the pot, examine the root system, and if the root system was very noticeable and that's all you saw looked like a big spider web, then we would repot them. I'm going to say probably every second or third year, depending on how big they are. And then we would use a general-purpose potting soil, put the Osmocote, and then use a liquid fertilizer that we did on a monthly basis, and they did very well. So maybe what the problem is that the house temperature is too cold. Is not cold enough, and because if you're keeping the room at 70, the plant needs to go dormant, and it's too warm for the plant to do this hibernation and rest. So why don't you check into that? And anything, when you pull it out of the pot to examine the roots, if all you see is roots and very little soil, it's time to repot them to a larger container. Thank you. Don? Oh, we're coming up on the break. What I would like all of you to do today, the most important part of gardening in the fall is to clean your perennial beds. You must cut all of your perennials, or most of them, down to about 2 to 3 inches above the ground, and remove all of the old foliage. If you had insects or diseases this year, and you allowed the perennials to spend the winter on top of the ground, and the foliage is there, the diseases and the insects will overwinter, and you'll have the same problem next year. So fall cleaning will give you a much better garden. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Boni, the Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Then they die. I'll be here until we get back in the building. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are at the Topsfield Fair in Topsfield, Mass. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so that if you have any guiding questions and you're at the fair, come on by and say hello. A lot going on today. The main attraction for those of you in your 50s and 60s, Chubby Checker, because this year he's celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Twist, and he'll be giving a free concert at 2 o'clock and another one at 7. So bring the family so that everybody can see how crazy we danced back in the days. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ed from Cape Cod, who's a question about fertilizing.
Ed from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You helped me out before, and I thank you for that. This time this call concerns a bush really that I really admire because it caught right on It seems like nothing bothers it, and it keeps on growing very slowly. Always looked healthy. So the bush is a false holly, better known as osmanthus, I guess. And my question is, I come down to this type of year, and I really never fertilize anything except maybe the lawn.
Right.
So how about fertilizing in the fall? I always stayed away from it, but I like this bush so much that I really want to help it out for next year or whatever. So
okay.
Is fertilizing this time of year a smart thing to do with bushes?
If you have, especially newly planted shrubs or trees, and you want to help them out, one of the things to do is to feed them, but not until mid-October. Use a fertilizer that's organic or natural, and apply that fertilizer at half the recommended rate. Because if you feed it heavy and the weather turns nice, what's going to happen is it may force some new growth on that plant. And then when the weather really gets cold, all of that new growth is going to die. So half the recommended amount that you would apply during the springtime. Work it into the soil with either a cultivator or your hand so that it's in real good contact with the soil. And the other reason by using an organic is when the weather gets cold, there will probably be some fertilizer still left in the ground, and organics will freeze in place and stay dormant the whole winter. When the ground warms up, the plant starts to grow, the fertilizer is there, and the microbes will activate it. If you use a chemical like 10-10-10 or 5-10-5 as a fertilizer, when the ground gets too cold, the plants stop growing, the fertilizer is still activated by the microbes and leaches out of the ground. So gravity pulls it out of the root zone and the plant gets no use of it. So organics are much, much better and should be applied, again, at half the recommended rate. And normally around the middle of October is the best time to apply it. Ed, thank you for the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mike from Cape Cod, who has a question about voles.
Mike from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you. I have two questions. First, on moles. We have such a bad mole problem. Our lawns are like walking over a sponge.
Wow.
We're just trying to find out what do we need to do.
The reason that you have a mole is that there's a food source for them in your lawn, and normally moles will eat earthworms or Japanese beetle grubs. So what I want you to do is to dig with your hands, maybe a shovel or a trowel, in the areas where the ground is all soft, and see if the sod actually peels with you, like a piece of carpeting. And if this is happening, they've eaten the roots of the grass. A vole, with a V, is a vegetarian. A mole, with an M, will eat worms or grubs. Okay? So if they're in the lawn, most likely they are a mole because they're eating the worms and the grubs. Well, a vole would be in your perennial beds eating the root system off of like the dahlia, daylilies, iris, and in the vegetable garden, where they would be eating beets, carrots, turnips, and things like that. So being that they're in the lawn and the time of the year that we are at right now, the traditional grub killer will not work. You need to ask the garden center for a product that contains Dilox, D-Y-L-O-X. Dilox is very unique. It releases all of the power in a 10-day period, and it will kill all of the grubs in the lawn. It will not hurt the worms, but by killing the grubs, if that's the problem, and normally it is, the animals will move out because the food source is now gone. So dig in the ground, look for grubs. If you find the grubs, D-Y-L-O-X, not any other product. Products like Grub X will not work. They are for the long term, and you do not have long term. You have only a matter of 2 or 3 weeks to control the moles and voles at this point while the grubs are active. When the ground gets cold, the grubs will go deep into the soil and the pollen will stop and reoccur next spring. So get some Dilox. Water it in, and that will control the problem within 7 to 10 days. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Paul from Windham, New Hampshire, who has a question about a Japanese black pine. Excuse me.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My wife and I first want to say thank you. We've been up in New Hampshire a long time when we came upon your program, and we consider it one of the best educational sources. We do a lot of planting and gardening. We have pretty good-sized property here, and we really want you to know that we appreciate the education that you've helped us out.
Thank you.
My question is, we've had a wicked drought this summer up here. The rains seem to have gone across Massachusetts and then gone across northern New Hampshire, but left us waterless. And
right.
We bought a beautiful Japanese black pine, and I dug a large hole. It was in a ball, so I dug a large hole. I took screened loam and humus, organic humus, mixed it up with some osmocote, and then my wife put mulch on top. And we've been watering it steadily, and it feels, the bristles feel strong, but on the back side, it's turning like the white pines do. The needles are turning color and beginning to fall. Is that normal?
Are the needles falling from the inside of the plant working its way out, or are they falling from the tips?
Inside, I think. My wife found it.
Okay. If the needles are turning yellow and falling from the inside of the plant, that is natural. If you look at the white pine around you, they're all doing the same thing, and that's just part of the way that the plants will grow. And there's something that the yellowing of the needles has to happen, because that's the way that the plants can better survive the winter. They lose some of the needles that contain moisture, and that when they fall, there is less water lost during the from the plant during the winter months. So that is a good thing. So it's perfectly natural, and some years, if you get, let's say, 6 inches of new growth, the following year you get 3, where you got 6 inches the year before, you could lose 6 inches of that foliage that was made, because it goes through the natural cycle of growing. And most evergreens will retain needles for between 1 and 3 years, depending on the variety of the plant. And I'm not sure exactly how long the Scots pine will retain the foliage, but like a spruce tree, blue spruce or Norway, they'll retain their foliage for up to 3 years. A white pine is 2 years. A Scotch pine could be 2, maybe 3. So don't panic. You haven't done anything wrong. It's just the nature of the plant. It's a defense mechanism that prevents the plant from losing too much moisture during a harsh winter growing season. Thank you. John, who is next?
Up next, this is Laurie from Yarmouth, Maine, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Laurie, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, my question is this. In August, I had taken some hydrangea clippings and rooted them in water. It took about 3 to 4 weeks for them to root, and then I planted them in some plant soil in pots. Now, what I'd like to find out is, can I plant them outside, or do I need to keep them inside for the winter and then worry about planting them in the spring?
These were rooted this year?
Yes.
Okay. Were they the blue or the white hydrangea?
Blue.
The blue. Okay. And you live in Maine?
No. I'm in Yarmouth now. Because.
You're in Yarmouth. Okay. What I would do is this. If you can give them some winter protection for this first year, it would benefit you a great deal. But they need to have a normal winter. So what I would do is allow them to stay outside in the pots until we've had a good hard frost and all the leaves come off. Once the leaves come off, take those potted hydrangeas, put them in your garage or in your tool shed where they're going to be out of the weather but protected from the climate outside in the spring. Plant them like a brand new plant and they can spend the winter out next year. But for this year, give them a little bit of additional time to prepare for what's ahead of them.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free How-To Gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're at the Topsfield Fair. It's getting a little loud around here. The doors have opened. People are here to enjoy the fair. So if you get a chance, the fair runs, started yesterday, and it's going to run all week through next weekend. So get a chance. Bring the kids down. There's all kinds of activities for them and for you. Today is the 50th anniversary of Chubby Checker releasing the twist. So bring the kids. The show is at 2 o'clock. It's free to the public. Another one at 7. And that way your kids and grandkids can see how crazy we were in those days. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Paul from Cape Cod, who has a question about a tree.
Paul, how can we help you today?
Hi, I heard your reply to the gentleman asking about fertilizing trees, and you said mid-October with an organic fertilizer and scratch it into the ground. I use an auger where I dig, you know, it digs down 8 or 10 inches into the ground. Is
right.
It okay to use a chemical fertilizer that way?
You can, but again, you want to use it at half strength. You're going to be using something like a 10-10-10 or
10-10-10,
a 5-5-10?
Yeah.
Okay. What you want to do is get a wheelbarrow or a large container,
put your fertilizer in the container and mix 50-50% ratio. And you can use just peat moss. You can use soil from your garden so that when you add the fertilizer into this hole and the roots begin to grow, it will not, the root will not penetrate a solid cylinder of a chemical fertilizer. So if you mix it 50-50, there's less of a chance of having it burn the root system of your plant, because a chemical is hot compared to an organic. Okay? So 50-50 soil and fertilizer, but half what the normal rate is according to the bag in the fall of the year. So instead of putting, for example, 1 pound per inch diameter of the tree trunk, you would apply 0.5 pound per inch of the tree trunk. And then water it in, and you should be in good shape. But when you use a chemical into a hole, always mix it 50% fertilizer and 50% soil, sand, compost, or something like that, just so the roots don't get burnt. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Jim from Rhode Island with a question about a crabapple tree.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I heard you a couple of weeks ago warning us not to prune our roses this time of year, which got me thinking about my crab apples. I would like to do some pruning there, and I have two questions. One is this an okay time of year to prune? And then secondly, maybe some basic guidelines on how to prune.
Okay. If you prune your flowering crab heavy at this time of the year, you will not have any flowers on your plant when spring arrives, because the flower buds are all on the tips of the branches and on the new growth that was made during this past summer.
Okay.
So if you prune it, you're throwing everything away. What I would suggest that you do is this. If you want to get the plant pruned before spring to control the size, wait until after the first of the year. Go out into the yard with some loppers, prune your tree during January and February, bring the branches inside the house and put them in a tall vase of water, and they'll bloom on your dining room table to give you some color when it's snowing like crazy outside. If you do it now, you just throw it away and there's no color. But by waiting until after the first of the year, so that the plant has gone dormant, you can enjoy the color in your kitchen. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.